Let's go in depth tonight with Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent with West Wing Reports. Paul, a lot of focus on the damage sequester could do. It's important for our listeners who are feds and those who work for the government as contractors. So what's your take on the actual severity of all of this if it's not resolved quickly?
Well, there's no question that if you are a federal worker, this is not good news. But if you take a step back and look at some bigger pictures, there are, now don't get mad at me, but there are a couple of good things to say about this. On the plus side, these spending cuts might actually prevent another downgrade of the federal government's long-term credit rating. Now, that is very important. Keep in mind that these major rating houses like S&P and Moody's, these are the folks that downgraded the long-term rating back in the summer of 2011. They have warned that unless the government can take demonstrable action to get its fiscal house in order, we may be looking at another downgrade, which could cause a long-term damage to the government's credit rating. So that is a very, very important thing to avoid. Now, a lot of people around here who are about to take a 20% pay cut, they might not see it that way, but that is a very valid and legitimate long-term issue.
Have we had it far worse in recent years than whatever this sequester could bring?
Well, that's an interesting question. Even if all of these cuts over the next 10 years were to be in effect, $1.2 trillion, that sounds like an awful lot of money. But we've been through so much worse in the past decade. The housing collapse alone cost Americans $8 trillion. The collapse of the stock market in 2007, the S&P fell 57%. By 2009, that wiped out retirement plans and this kind of thing. So we have lost a lot more money in the past than what we're looking at conceivably over the next 10 years. I mean, $1.2 trillion, even if all of that were to happen over the next decade, that is only about 15% of the housing bust alone. So for people who say, hey, the sky is falling, you could actually argue that the sky has already fallen. It fell nearly a decade ago.
Paul, the word that seems to be missing from this equation is jobs. Around here, when you talk about government workers, you're talking about our neighbors. Is there any sense that anybody on Capitol Hill gets the fact that this is going to hurt the unemployment rate again?
Well, I think people have that understanding, but they're so dug in terms of political ideology that I think to them it's almost an abstract notion. They're aware of it. I mean, these politicians are more answerable, it seems, to their narrow constituents back home. And House Republicans, for example, who will not give in on any more revenue, they say to the president, look, you got your tax hikes back on New Year's Eve. That's all you're going to get. So forget it. And so they are not giving in. On the other hand, the White House understands the polls, which show that most Americans actually are closer to the president in terms of how this crisis can be averted than the Republicans, which is why the White House is digging in. So both sides are digging in on ideological grounds here, and that's why this axe is about to fall.
Something else that may be quite dangerous about the sequester, it deals with the deficit. Would sequestration cut the deficit?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I think that actually what sequestration could do is if it slows the economy, and keep in mind that fourth quarter GDP was revised today to show that it only grew by 0.1% in the fourth quarter, this whole sequester could actually backdrop, have the opposite effect in the following sense. If the economy were to slow down, and everybody seems to think it would cause a drop in tax revenues, which could then, in fact, widen the very deficit that the sequester is intended to reduce. The other thing to remember here is that the deficit, and people aren't talking about this, the deficit has actually fallen faster over the last 3 years than at any point since the late 1940s. It's not politically convenient for Republicans to acknowledge that, but even conservative newspapers like Investors Business Daily and others acknowledge this. So the deficit is now down to about 7% of GDP. It was about 10% just 3 years ago. So that is already moving in the right direction. So this whole discussion about whether we need to slash another $1.2 trillion may be rendered moot to some point by the fact that as the economy recovers, so do tax revenues and the deficit will drop.
Paul, thanks for being with us tonight. That's Paul Brandis. He is the White House correspondent with West Wing Report.